A new episode of How She Went Global begins right after this.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Blue Dog Design, a growth consultancy that helps business and marketing leaders make the decisions that matter. In our complex world, building a sustainable future for your business, stakeholders, and the planet can be an enormous challenge. Blue Dog works with leaders to clarify what matters and make confident decisions together. With a 93% client retention rate, getting to know Blue Dog will be a good decision. Learn more at bluedogdesign.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to How She Went Global. I'm Laurel Delaney, president of Women Entrepreneurs Grow Global, and your host. Today, we're joined by Angie Yu, president of Two Rivers Fisheries. Our topic is exporting success is only a fishnet away. Angie is founder and president of Two Rivers Fisheries, the number one Asian carp processor and exporter in Kentucky. Angie grew up in China, resides in Kentucky, and exports to more than 11 countries. Welcome, Angie, and thank you for spending time with us.
Thank you, Laurel. Thank you very much for inviting me. I'm glad to be here.
We are so honored to have you. And let's just start with the first question I have for you, and that is, where were you born and raised, and how did you ever end up in Kentucky?
I was born and grown up in China, and I came to the United States in 1991. And I started an import and export business. That's Asian carp brought me to Kentucky because the Mississippi River and the Ohio River are full of Asian carps. So that's why I'm here to process them and export them.
And then, Angie, you have a lot of import-export experience, right, before you jumped into this business?
Yes, because of my background, I think, and I came from China, and, you know, the two countries, U.S. and China, there's a big business partners. So I immediately, when I came to the States, I started import textiles and also export seafood products.
The name Two Rivers Fisheries, it's very distinctive. What does it stand for?
Okay, it stands for, you know, Mississippi River and Ohio River. So Two Rivers Fisheries, we just located at the confluence of these two rivers. So that's why we name ourselves Two Rivers Fisheries.
Catching and selling carp is your main business. Can you give all of us, including myself, just a short education on what carp is?
To make a long story short, you know, Asian carp was imported into the United States in the 70s for use in aquaculture ponds. But, you know, 40 years ago, then through a flooding and accidental, release, the carps found in the rivers, they ran to the Mississippi River's tributary. But in the 40 years, in the last 40 years, they grow so fast because Asian carp is very resilient. They grow fast. And now it dominated the waterway of our water system. So this is an invasive species, and some native species are short of food, are died. So now it's not the balance. So we need to keep the balance to get rid of this Asian carp. Maybe it's hard to get rid of them, but at least we need to reduce the population of Asian carp. So to keep the balance of the river and the water system.
Give me an idea, what's the size of the fish, of the carp? What's the actual size and typical weight of one fish? I mean, I'm clueless on that.
Okay, Asian carp, total, there are four species. They all called Asian carp. They mm-hmm. are silver carp, the jumping fish. You see on the river, on the top, they are jumping. That's silver carp. There are another species called big head silver on the grass, and also a common carp. These four Asian carps, they call it Asian carps. But you know, the average here for us, you know, processing the it's about 10 pounds.
Oh.
But in China, it's only in Asian countries, almost all the carps are farmed, no more wild ones, because people eat them all. But ours is wild. The average pound is about 10 pounds. As we start processing, I think the size is going to be smaller mm-hmm. because, you know, they grow fast, but if we harvest them, so we are faster than them, growing. These fish are, you know, no stomach. So they just eat when they breath. So that's why they eat a lot of, but this is good for the environment too, for they eat the algaes. That's why we imported them 40 years ago, try to clear the system. So what, you know, Asian carp is a problem because it's too many right now.
You have all the different types of carp. Which one do you consider like the healthiest from the standpoint, when you say wild, I'm thinking also like protein for when we eat the carp, you know, the consumption and just making sure we have a more or less a healthy diet.
Okay, for talking about the healthy, they are almost the same. Okay. But you know, for these four species, 90% are silver carp, the jumping fish. So you can see the jumping fish everywhere. This fish nutritious value, protein content, is very, very close to salmon. Only our people don't know that. These are not bottom eater, they are on top. They eat the algaes. So they when they because they have no stomach, they just breathe and they eat. So their gill just, you know, right. They are long. So anyway, these fish are very healthy, but the taste different. Like grass is usually bigger, and like Asian people more prefer like a grass because the nutritious value almost the same. Only the fish structure, the meat is more firm, and the bones, bone structure is different. Mm-hmm. Grass is not that much bony. And also like a big head fish. And, you know, Asian people, especially Chinese people eat fish head because they call it a big head because the head is bigger. So that's why people eat big head a lot uh-huh. in Asian countries. And common carp is very popular. You know, it's very close to buffalo. You know buffalo?
Uh-huh.
Buffalo is they are close cousins with common carp.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. And then tell me, what percentage of your business is transacted domestically?
Well, actually, before the virus, 90% of our products are exported. But, you know, after virus, because now the shipping for the last 2 years, we try to open domestic market. We try to open a food market first from Asian communities, because Asian people know how to eat Asian carbs. And also we try to develop some value-added products like ground meat. We do fish sausage, fish dumplings and patties. So this is no bone, it's good for local people, mm-hmm. you know, because the local people are not used to eat fish with bones, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And also, you know, we develop a market of bait. So Asian carp, that's some small ones, some not in good quality, especially in summer. So we found another market for crab and lobster bait. So this is another big market. A lot of pet food companies are looking because the nutritious value is almost very close to salmon. So
And I'm a big salmon fan, so that's fascinating to me.
Try Asian carp. This is our local fish, and the nutritious value almost the same. I can give you the report.
And then how did you become knowledgeable about this type of, you know, what I consider a very specialized business? Did someone in your family, you know, have a similar business, or has it all been a learn as you go process for you, Angie?
Actually, you know, because I have grown up in China, I grew up with eating Asian carps. So everybody know, you know, for this four species Asian carp in China, it's called four family fish.
Four family fish,
regular fish, just like here people, you know, eat chicken, right? Every family eat chicken. So every Chinese family eat Asian carps. So that's why I'm so familiar with it. One, you know, I heard there's a disaster caused a trouble along Mississippi River. I know I can find a market. I can sell it. I can export it. So that's why I came here. Actually, I have nobody in my family do the, you know, processing Asian carp. But we eat carp.
Right. Well, I hope so. Right.
So that's why, you know, I came to here and try to buy to export them. Then I found we don't have enough processors. So that's why I start this business. You know, I'm learning too, because processing Asian carp here are different, like Chinese, because I visit some Chinese processors, because the fish are farmed are smaller and the people eat alive, fresh. But our fish here are bigger, are wild. Even the fish, you know, the meat texture are different. And so we need to process it in a different way. And, you know, our fishermen, we have got a 30-year group of fishermen. They fish a different place. So they need to handle fish, you know, very good with ice. So this, you know, make our processing a lot easy if the fish quality are better, are good.
Do you have a retail operation at all?
Actually, we have a very small retail shop for our local people. We try to sell some buffalo ribs. Also, we try to promote Asian carp, you know, like with sausage. And later we try to develop, you know, our patties and the meatballs. Yeah, very little. But we try to open a supermarket for Asian supermarket, and also some Chinese restaurant started selling our fish.
Excellent. I love to hear that. And you're currently selling the carp to more than 11 countries, from Europe to the Middle East to Bangladesh and a little bit in China. But what's been your biggest challenge in your export journey, and how did you overcome it, Angie?
Okay, you know, for export, because our frozen fish, so the quality control is a big challenge.
Right.
You know, we must, you know, before froze, we must keep the fish real fresh. Then we must froze it right, and also keep it frozen. When we ship it, I export it, it will take 1 month, maybe on the water, maybe longer. So we need, this is a big challenge for frozen and shipping.
Okay, and then speaking of the shipping part of it, are you using reefers, like reefer containers, to ship by ocean or air or both?
Oh yeah, reefer container is a must. So we need to have reefer container, you know, before we load the container, the temperature must be low, and when we seal it, the temperature must be right. So we also have a meter inside and check all the weights, check 60 days, check the temperature. Because when we are during this 1 month, maybe sometimes 1.5 months, on the water, ocean, that this we cannot ship Asian carp by air. That's too expensive. By boat, you know, by shipping. So we have meters check, record, meter record all the temperatures every day for 60 days.
Oh my goodness. Are those 20 or 40 footers?
40. Always 40
foot,
about 20 to 22 tons. That's 44,000 pounds per container.
That is really impressive. And then Angie, is it required, or does the customer require any kind of an inspection certificate from you?
Yeah, sure. Okay. Every load we have got, you know, USDC, United States of Department of Commerce, they issue the papers. Health certificate.
Very good.
They come and check us, and FDA check us. So we must meet the standard for export. Mm-hmm. So they issue the health certificate. You know, when we export to these countries, each country, when we arrive the country, their custom will open on the test and also the papers. And also we have a paper of origin. Product of origin is made in Kentucky.
We'll be right back after this message.
That's the red line at rush hour. That's the sound of lunch hour at the lake. Associated Bank knows what it means to live here, because we do too. So when it comes to financial guidance, we take the time to get to know what you need. From a personal loan to a new home, Associated Bank will be here. Learn more at associatedbank.com/lending. Loan products are offered by Associated Bank N.A. and are subject to credit approval and involve interest and other costs. Please ask about details on fees and terms and conditions of these products. Property insurance and flood insurance, if applicable, will be required on collateral.
How do you get paid?
Oh, so for the new customer, mostly we paid by letter of credit, LC. Okay. And for the old customer, you know, now I operated 9 years. I have got a customer with me 8 years. So these are just by the document. They pay me by documents, or sometimes
site draft or something.
Yeah. Draft. So we are friends. We know very well already. It's okay. So we ship, but they pay me, or sometimes they put some deposit.
And have you ever used Ex-Im Bank at all?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I use Ex-Im Bank now as, you know, secure insurance, my old payment. But, you know, so far I don't have any problems, but still I have got insurance from Ex-Im Bank. Yes, this help, especially for a new customer, bigger customer, if we don't know each other. But, you know, even an old, a good customer, something might happen.
Yes, so, exactly.
Something might happen, like this virus, suddenly nobody out of control of ourselves, right? Mm-hmm. So Ex-Im Bank also help. I think SBA, Small Business, you know, Administration has really helped us a lot during this pandemic.
Yeah, that's good to hear. They're excellent resources. And describe your overseas customers. Who are they and how did you find them? That's a business owner's, one of the most challenging elements to running a business is, how do you find the customers, really?
You know my background. I'm doing import and export 30 years. Yeah, I know where to. Before then, you know, we just went to shows. If you are in this business, you all know all over the world where are your customer, where are the right shows you go. That's the place to find a buyer. And when you set up a relationship, and you know, you just keep going. And now it's internet. Internet is very popular. It's very convenient. People can find you. So far, we are the biggest Asian carp exporter in the United States. So people just calling us. We receive phone calls almost every day.
That is so amazing, really. Yeah. I heard you say trade shows. Can you give me one or two? Are you doing trade shows USA and then internationals come to the USA?
International seafood show. Okay. This is the right show for us. We used to go to Japan and, you know, China and also Boston. So, but these last 2 years all canceled.
right.
You know, international seafood show is the right show for us.
And then where is that? Which country is that? Is that USA?
Every year they have one in China, either in Dalian or Qingdao. And also in US, we have Boston International Seafood Show. And also in Japan, there are seafood show, Hong Kong and Barcelona. There are several.
Mm-hmm. So do you, besides using the internet, people finding you, several inquiries a day, do you also get a lot of referrals from existing customers?
Yeah, there are some referrals too, but not a lot. Mainly like all these customers are importers or exporters and distributors, they always big. So each country, you'll have got one or two, that's enough because they buy a lot.
Mm-hmm.
This is, for export, the good part is they buy volume.
We talked about on our last podcast about scaling an operation, then the volume, how important volume is, whether it's for a product or for a service business, working with big companies that are scale organizations. So interesting. And you touched on a couple resources. We talked about Ex-Im Bank, that you've used them, which is great. And I think you also touched on SBA. Now, SBA, how did you use them?
Oh, SBA, I think they are funding for, especially this during this pandemic. That's a great, great help for us. Like us, we're hurt badly. We are not only hurt by the virus, but we're hurt by the trade war.
Mm-hmm.
Between China and the US, this trade war, when both countries, raised 25% of the duty.
Right.
So, and also now the international shipping, because of the virus, the shipping is a big mess. Heard of that, right? Yeah. All the importers, the exporters, they know now, we are in the middle of the country. So when we export, we have got the inland transportation. So far, for us, we cannot get a container to Kentucky. From Kentucky, from my plant to Long Beach, LA, if I ship it to Asian countries, that's 1,800 miles.
Right.
So yeah, from here, the closest port is Savannah, Georgia. It's still 600 miles. And now the container are so short at the port. So we have a big difficulty to get containers to move out of our fish. SBA's PPP loan,
right.
And also the I got some loan, ELDI loan. These really helped me.
Good.
I can survive. I think this help is very important.
Yeah, that's excellent that you've pulled on, the resources like that, particularly for funding and the shipping. Everything that I've read, it doesn't look like it's going to go away anytime soon, that even into 2022, you're seeing some big retailers that are securing their own chartered ships and trying to, like Target, Walmart, so that they can move goods. So everybody's in this challenging situation, and hopefully it'll let up a little bit at the beginning of next year. We'll see if they can remove the port congestion, right? That's a start.
Like the big company, Walmart, they can buy their own boat. But like a small company like us,
that's impossible. But
yeah, that's a big, big challenge.
I'm always an optimist on everything, and I sense that you are too, Angie. What's been your biggest success at your organization? What are you most proud of?
Okay, for Asian Carp, I think I'm proud of, we make people know these fish here are edible. So we change this trash to treasure.
And it's the same concept of lemons, right? Lemons and making.
Yeah. Just like, life gave you a lemon, you just make lemonade.
Yeah.
I think now we make lemonade already, because now, when I started, that's 2013. Mm-hmm. I started processing Asian carp. I only can process 500,000 pounds. Until 2019, before the virus, mm-hmm. I can process 6.9 million, almost 7 million pounds.
Wow.
So my plan is 10 million this year, but because of the virus, I couldn't make it. But you know, the fish are there. We have a fisherman team set up already. And also my capacity, you know, I can process 10 million and I have the warehouse ready. The market are there. So we develop, that's another thing I'm proud of. We develop Asian crop to a food market, a mm-hmm. pet food market, you know, a fish meal market. We use the guts and the waste, and also the fish not very fresh enough for food. We mm-hmm. do, we dry them and make fish meal for animal food additives. So this is another product, and also some we gave it to you know, a fertilizer company. They do a fish fertilizer. So we develop a full line of product, you know, of this fish. And also we announced the International Fisheries Park in 2019. I'm located in an industry park of our Bala County. And this is 64 acres of land. I bought four acres with my building on it. The other 60 acres, the county, you know, divided to 10 lots. So I have got 10 investors purchased the land already. But they are just prepared to come on 20 to set up a business related to Asian carps. Like one investor will do the fish meatball, and one investor do fish meal with me. So we are partners. They use all our guts and fish waste. So mm-hmm. we made this industry no waste. So, and also we have got travel. We do agriculture travel here. And all these investors put their money here already in Kentucky. So we just wait until the country open to the world so they can come and build up the business. Mm-hmm. I hope, you know, you are invited to come to visit our industry park. This is the first international fisheries park along Mississippi River.
Yeah, I had caught that. I don't know if it was on your website, Andrew, if I caught it just on the internet. And I'm so glad that you covered that with that industrial park because it looks like such a fantastic opportunity and will really, really put you on the map.
Global. Oh, thank you. You know what? This freshwater fish in all the Asian countries, and this should be an industry. Mm-hmm. So these Asian crop should be our assets. They are not trash. If we use them right, that's jobs. You know how many fishermen we need. Mm-hmm. So these are jobs. And also like processor, we are the one, we need 10 and hundreds of processors. That's a lot of jobs for this local. I know this along the Mississippi River, mm-hmm. these local are not very economically, it's not very developed like California. I'm living in LA, I know that, right? It's not the same. But here, this is the asset, this is the opportunity to develop our economy.
Mm-hmm. Your passion and enthusiasm is contagious. It really, really is, Angie. I love it. And
you know, I'm just a small business woman. I'm not a politician, but I'm a small. I know. I see. It's, you know, I see. This is an opportunity. I talk to our local politicians. They all agree. I say, why? I just small. I can attract these people come and set up a business. So this is good for our local, mm-hmm. you know, economy.
Absolutely.
They're coming. So that 10, they put their money here already.
Mm-hmm. So you're also ending up creating a lot of new jobs too, which is absolutely fantastic. Now, my final question for you, Angie, it's a little bit to do with what you just talked about, but it's more, you know, how do you see the future of like carp, the industry itself, and Two Rivers Fisheries?
I'm a very positive person like you. I know this carp, Asian carp, will be an industry. So this is along Mississippi River, the fourth longest river. This will be a big industry in the future. I know people will take Asian crop because, you know, over the world, people like Asian crop. Now we have got different market to go and the fish are there, too many. We need to reduce the population. Mm-hmm. I totally believe this is, you know, will be a business, will be a big business and help our economy and the environmental. And also Two Rivers, I think it's just a pioneer of this industry. Mm-hmm. I hope 10 or 20 years later, and when I retired, I can see a lot of Two Rivers along Mississippi River.
And I see it too. I'm with you on your vision. So thank you, Angie. And thank you everyone for listening and the pleasure of your company today. WEG is more committed than ever to serve and help women entrepreneurs and business owners grow their business global by allowing them to tell their stories about going global, share new ways to take on the world, get motivated, be inspired, and have fun.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you for tolerating my broken English.
To learn more about WEG, visit www.womenentrepreneursgrowglobal.org. Our host is Laurel Delaney. Audio engineer is Bob Maravich. Lead designer is Laura Fairman. The theme song was written by the women-owned company, What Up Pitches, and I'm your announcer, Lucy Brooks. Thanks for listening to How She Went Global.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Blue Dog Design, a growth consultancy that helps business and marketing leaders make the decisions that matter. In our complex world, building a sustainable future for your business, stakeholders, and the planet can be an enormous challenge. Blue Dog works with leaders to clarify what matters and make confident decisions together. With a 93% client retention rate, getting to know Blue Dog will be a good decision. Learn more at bluedogdesign.com.